T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Happy birthday to former Saints coach Jim Mora, who turns 87 today. And he certainly doesn't look it, I'll tell you that. Jeff Nowak joins us now, WWL sports reporter, to talk about OTAs and Saints minicamp. How you doing, Jeff?
Good, Tommy. How are you this morning?
Well, thanks for taking the time with us. So, let's talk about rookie minicamp. What were some of your observations? What did you notice? What stood out to you?
Well, there's a lot of rookies out there. There were 66 rookies when we went to rookie minicamp, which always makes it kind of a technical challenge to figure out who everybody is because they're all wearing different numbers. But, you know, what stood out is, you know, when you see the rookies the Saints drafted kind of out there competing against a lot of other rookies, you can see what, you know, drew the Saints to these players. Like Alante Taylor, for instance, he just looks far and above the other defensive backs out there. He just has an NFL body. He looks ready. And I think that's where you kind of can differentiate rather than just kind of looking at tape and watching how these guys are playing. You can really see it in action. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how they take that and transition into OTAs this week.
You're making me think of Leonard Fournette and watching him in high school. Was the difference that noticeable?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's where you can really start to tell the difference when you see these guys going through drills against each other. And that's why events like the Combine and these pro days are so important in the scouting process, because you get to see them out of the scheme and you get to see them kind of doing, you know, all these drills and all these sequences kind of under the direction of these NFL coaches. But yeah, I mean, Alante Taylor, Trevor Penning, these guys stood out right away. A guy who stood out to me was Lucas Kroll, the tight end out of Pitt. He has 6'6", runs a 4.5. You know, there's a lot of athleticism that the Saints were able to find after the draft. Abram Smith is another guy that stands out. Smoke Monday, the safety, is really intriguing. And it's going to be interesting to see how these guys kind of handle themselves going forward.
6'6", and how much does he weigh?
About 250. And he can move.
And runs a 4.5 40.
Yes. Yeah, the biggest question for him is going to be the hands. But, yeah, he's a big dude, and he can move.
As I've said, Chris, Jeff, anything that big moving that fast ought to have Southern Pacific painted on the side of it. Tell me about Chris Olave. Yeah. What did you see out of him?
Yeah, he's intriguing. You know, I'd like to see him out there working with Jameis. I don't know at what point in the offseason we're going to get that. Obviously, Jameis is still kind of working his way back from the knee injury. All signs are that he'll be ready to go by training camp. I don't know if he'll be ready to go for the OTAs. But, you know, he's very smooth. You know, when you see him out there, the size definitely stands out. He's a little smaller than you'd want to see for an NFL wide receiver. It's going to be interesting to see how that impacts him, especially in like press man coverage, where he's going to get kind of chucked and he's going to have to kind of, you know, respond to that. But he's so smooth. You can see the route running skills. You can see why he's able to get open. He's got really fluid hips. He can turn. He can get downfield. He just looks every bit like a first round wide receiver. And it's kind of remarkable when you watch a guy out there and you see this is a team that hasn't drafted a first round wide receiver in so long. It feels like a luxury to just have a guy show up that you don't really have any questions about in terms of the pedigree. You just need to see how it translates to the NFL level.
When you say small, are you talking like Brandon Cook small?
Well, he's about 6 foot, 187, I want to say. You know, he's got the length. It's more about just the physical size. Cooks was more of a stockier build, if I recall. But, you know, I don't want to say they're similar because I think Cooks is a little more quick switch kind of downfield. But it's more of a physical slightness that, you know, you get a little concerned when you're going up against these really physical cornerbacks and see if they can impact him off the line. But, you know, I say that now having never seen him go against an NFL cornerback. So take that with a grain of salt. But I think that's going to be, especially in year one, something that he's going to have to adjust to and could be, you know, kind of a learning curve for him.
I would think Lattimore will test him in practice, or at least in training camp.
Oh, yeah, if you can say anything about the Saints, the defense secondary, they are not giving the wide receivers any breaks. I think we talked to Traquan, and he talks about how, you know, we know all about C.J. Gardner-Johnson's trash talk. He doesn't save that for the opponents. He brings that out in practice, too. You know, these DBs don't, they take it personally when they're going up against their teammates, just as they would against opponents. They're not getting any breaks. He's gonna learn the ropes real quick.
Lots been made about Trevor Penning and his footwork. Did you see a lot of that? At the rookie minicamp, coaches working with him on that?
I didn't. It's really tough in these small sample sizes. We were only out there for about a half hour. So, you know, I don't want to say that I saw them working on his footwork specifically in that small session we were able to view. But I'm sure that any rookie coming into the NFL, that's going to be something that you have to train on, especially the left tackle. What I saw on tape is, he has a tendency to get upfield a little too quickly and pass sets. And I think that's kind of just a footwork thing that you're trying to make sure you're in the right position. So, yeah, I mean, I think for him, it's going to be about kind of reining in some of the, mental part of the game and not getting a little too invested in that, you know, kind of trash talk element and just focusing on, you know, how can I be the best version of myself as a rookie? One thing that I'll say for Penning is he's not going to be guaranteed that job as a rookie. He's going to have to win it. And it's going to be one of the position battles in camp.
I'm guessing no concerns on size there.
No, the size is definitely not an issue for him. And he can dunk a basketball at that size. So the athleticism is not an issue for him either. It's going to be interesting to see how he steps up from, you know, going from the competition at Northern Iowa to the NFL level. And we'll see a lot of that in camp.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Tommy.
Always good to talk to you. Jeff Nowak, WWL Sports Reporter. Quick break, and then when we come back, we'll find out what Noel Norman's got planned for you today here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.